After yesterday's sensational showdown with the Guatemalan Antiguan El Atillo Bourbon Catura variety, where I tested and tasted this particular bean roasted, well, today it's 6 days ago, yesterday was 5 days ago, here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. It is, of course, sourced by Third Wave Coffee Source, and it was beautiful in the Chemex, it was beautiful in the V60, and I promised you that I was going to push it through the R58 today, through the Rocket Espresso machine, PID, dual boiler, a very good machine, that I use continuously here to test and taste all these various coffees sent to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. So, I digress, back to what I've done today. So I promised to push it through the R58, and I did. Now, it took a bit of fine-tuning, because what I've also found out, a lot of Guatemalan coffees, they like a very, very fine grind when it comes to extracting it in a more harsher environment and method, which is the espresso. So 9 bar of pressure going through the puck. I dosed it at 19 grams. I kept it at 92C at the group head. And as I said, went quite fine. In the espresso itself, yielded around about 34 grams in 26, 27 seconds. So that also shows it's a bit thinner. It's not as thick and gloopy. It is a wash process, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just look at my beans quickly, because Third Wave Coffee Source has not told me. But if you look on their website extensively, everything's on there. Yes, I believe it is. You can tell by the middle line being more exposed and more white that it's a wash process. I think it is. Well, we need to double check. Anyway, what I want to say is that what I've realized is that Guatemalan coffees more or less are a little bit on the thin side. And that's really engaging, really your senses, your eyes and everything, which of course you have to do whenever you prepare coffee. So as an espresso, I will say this, the entry was kind of quite acidic. So not as yesterday, I was raving about that gentle fruitiness coming in and then mellowing out. That didn't really happen as an espresso. There was a sharper kind of entry in it, not offensive, but just you need to kind of be aware that that's what's going to happen. But still pleasant enough, especially, you know, the aftertaste and lingering the aftertaste. There's a journey there to be had on the palate as well as an espresso. And then, of course, I did another shot and in a 6 ounce cup and added some milk to it. So flat white if you want. And there again, it mellows out more. The milk can cut through it. The milk adds a bit of sweetness. And it's lovely. Maybe for a latte drinker who wants even more milk, it's not gonna cut it. I haven't tried it as a piccolo. Probably as a piccolo, it would be even better. But this was a nice drink. I would say maybe as a roundoff of this, or roundup of that particular coffee, is it an all-rounder? Yes, it is. I would say if you want to use it in a blend for espresso, I think it would be a great addition with something maybe a bit more grounded as a base. It would add a bit of zest to it and just make it very interesting. I think for me, this coffee shines really as a filter coffee. That's just me here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo. My palate, my liking, my understanding of this immensely versatile topic, which coffee is. So let's remind you, this is from Antigua, so a special area within Guatemala. And Third Wave Coffee Source, of course, is Guatemalan Nadine Rasch. And she has spent, well, the whole of the winter and the spring months, the harvesting season there at Source, and has reported back continuously of all her findings. And, well, she has great coffees. This is one of them. So thanks again for the experience, for letting me roast it, and for just taking it through its paces. I really enjoyed it.